Light, a proud sponsor of Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, February 20th through the 22nd, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sixteen is the time here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. We're out here at Duke's. The Desperados are out here at Duke's. And it's good times for one and all at Duke's Original Roadhouse today. If you'd like to come out here and join us. We still have a couple of hours left here. Now, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to bring you the ranch report today as is normally scheduled due to, I believe, a Mickaroo vacation.
So maybe we can visit with another desperado man.
Maybe we can. Anyway, he won't be with us. And so if you're standing by for cowboy news, I'm afraid that probably won't be taking place today, buddy. Anyway, one thing that will be taking place is more Tub Club talk.
You know, it was fascinating the other day when you brought this up, that this was an actual establishment.
Reset what that is.
A place called the Tub Club on Greenville and Lovers, correct?
Correct.
That allowed you to go. They had, what, 10 rooms or 7, 8 rooms, something like that?
I don't remember how many they had, but it was a lot.
They had specific rooms where you could go in and...
There was a hot tub in there.
With a girl. I'm assuming everyone went in with a girl. Did anyone just show up?
Guys.
Well, yeah, I know. But did you just show up like...
I mean, aren't those places usually kind of a epicenter for gay activity?
Could be.
I don't know.
I saw several of that.
Several of the gay?
And yet you went and just sat right in their filth right after him, probably.
You got to remember, this was like the early, early 80s.
Yeah, hygiene wasn't invented until the 90s, Corby.
Yeah.
And I didn't think of those terms.
I guarantee you, had you been around then, you would have done it too.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, then why are you saying me?
Well, you would have. Everybody did it.
Well, why didn't you?
I don't know. I don't know how I got out of it, but I did.
You didn't drive past it every day going, today's the day.
No, I didn't.
You know, looking back on it,
I didn't, unlike the bathhouses now that I...
You know, looking back on it now, I can't believe that I went into that place. I really can't.
Because you're a germaphobe, man. You're of the highest order.
But I wasn't even thinking in those terms.
I love cream.
And I'm telling you right now, I had a lot of fun there.
Did you ever go in just you, I need a good hot tub?
No.
It was always with a mission in mind.
Right.
I have a question, Hammer.
Yes.
Now, I doubt you ever went in there with just like a group of your buddies.
Right.
But did you ever see like a group of guys that would go in there and meet girls that were already at the Tub Club?
Like a bar?
Like you could kind of hook up at the Tub Club? Or did
no,
you
that
just
was, I mean, you pretty much had to have somebody in tow.
You
I mean, it wasn't a place
up.
Where you could go in there and
prior.
Wait for somebody else to come in and barge in on their party, no.
And see, I'd have a problem because you go in to check in at the front desk or whatever.
You got your flip-flops on.
Yeah. And you see, like, you know, the Hammer with some random girl, and you're just thinking, okay, he's getting ready to demolish this poor girl in a hot tub. And
oh,
it just
man.
Made me so uncomfortable, you know? And then you're looking at me thinking the same thing.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's pretty much, but how can I say this? Sure. I probably went in there at least a dozen times. Probably more than that. And... most of the time it was with a group.
What?
Yeah.
Wait.
Most of the time you would, you know, because it was all bar people.
Like a menage?
You know, and most of the time you'd get like, you know, three guys and you'd round up three girls and then you'd go in there.
And do what?
In the same hot tub?
Yes.
And sit around and drink?
Yeah, sit around and drink.
And what else?
Wait a minute.
What did the drinking lead to?
So now you would be nude?
Yes.
Oh!
And everybody else in the room would be nude?
Yes.
Totally?
Yes.
Did you stay below the waterline or did you...
Totally nude out.
Stand up and walk around and adjust the temperature, turn out the lights.
I can't imagine you being that free and easy just walking around.
I can't either,
I wouldn't do it now. You could not stack up enough $100 bills for me to do it now. But back then... You just
Wow, so...
It was something a lot of people did back then.
Was there any high-fiving going on?
What do you mean?
Between you and your buddies as the acts were taking place. Did you just reach over one time and, you know, you and Rafe just collided hands?
Okay, first of all, Rafe was never involved in none of this.
Okay.
You'll notice my wiener in my pocket?
I don't know if there was ever any, like, high-fiving.
Right.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of
laughing. A lot of what?
Commenting?
Yeah.
What? Jeez.
And what kind of banter would take place during these sessions?
Look what I'm doing. Check that out.
Lift your ass up.
So now let me get this straight. Once you were in there.
By the way, this is not something that I'm proud of, but it's not something I'm ashamed of either.
All right, well, I just want to get this straight. Once you're in there.
In the tub club.
Six, eight other people, and you're all nude, and you're in the tub.
Hold on. What's the maximum number you've ever had in one of those things?
Six.
We had 10 people one time.
10 people?
Yeah.
Five guys, five girls.
No, it was 6 guys and 4 girls.
Oh dear.
Visible.
No, somebody was getting left out.
Something's not adding up there, Greg.
Was there ever any swapping?
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Unbelievable. You know, do you understand? You are really pulling back the curtain right now.
Well, what do you want me to do? Lie about it? I should have, I guess.
So, wait, you were on to something. What were you saying?
Hold on, we'll dump it.
I don't know.
Start over.
I'm just so taken aback by this.
It is shocking.
Once again, we were bar rats, okay? That's what you did. You went, you made money, and then went to the tub club.
If this place was such a scene... Man, and everybody was going to it. Why did it ever shut down?
Because diseases.
What?
The Dallas Morning News ran an article saying that herpes could live in a hot tub. And I heard they all pretty much shut down after that.
Because I got emails from guys saying, ask Grego about the porn they piped in there.
Oh, yeah, they did that.
Like on TV?
Yes.
Wow. They would have a porn going.
Mm-hmm.
But now, what if you didn't want it?
What if you wanted to watch, like, Gus?
Oh.
No, don't hit me.
I'm going to get one of these desperados to hit you, because they can hit harder.
Get Duke to do it.
Duke Pettyjohn over here to beat the hell out of you. Him or Jamie Lovern or somebody.
What if you wanted to watch sports?
Wow, man.
You know, that might have been an option, but I don't really remember that porn being on that much.
And wouldn't that have been nice
really turn it on that
if
much.
You were the one that was left out and you had to sit in the corner? You could just watch SportsCenter while the rest of your friends tagged it.
So, like, when there might have been the 6-4 ratio, what did the guy who was left out do? Did he just
read the paper?
Sit nude in the tub and watch, or what?
Yeah, pretty much. Just kind of sit there hoping the girl would feel sorry for him or whatever.
Dude, come on.
Did anybody ever help their own cause when they were the one that was left out?
Ah. No. I never saw that.
But would that have surprised you?
For being kicked out of the tub,
right.
I think, if you
pretty
saw much. That happen.
Oh, yeah, everything
you
got to
remember
is fine.
That I don't think I ever went in there even a little bit sober. I mean, most of the time it was
just sloshed,
pretty well blasted.
Now, were there rules? Was there a lifeguard up there?
Yeah, what are
no,
the
there
rules?
There was no lifeguard.
What are the rules of Tub Club?
There was no lifeguard at all.
Did you follow a strict guidebook as far as what went on, what couldn't go on?
No one talks about Tub Club.
What do you mean? Like what? I mean, it was pretty much...
I don't know!
It was pretty much just went in there and sat in the water and did whatever and dried off and put your clothes on and got out of there.
Well,
all the time drinking.
You could bring your own liquor in there?
Uh-huh.
That's safe.
It was, I'm telling you, and you just didn't roll in there and... just happened to find an open tub. I mean, it was packed. Ask Ryan.
Why did it? Okay, so a little herpes closed it? I mean...
This is before everybody had hot tubs, okay?
Yeah.
You know, like now, you can't go to a apartment complex that doesn't have one.
Right.
Back then, they didn't have them. I mean, it was rare.
And let's face it, this is one of those ideas that just by its nature had kind of a short shelf life.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they knew when they started this that this thing wasn't going to last forever.
I think it lasted just 2 or 3 years. I mean, it wasn't there very long.
Yeah, if that.
I mean, I'm sure there was no overhead, really. If they wanted to clean them out, they cleaned them out. If they didn't, they didn't. They just buy the tubs or rent the tubs, and that's basically it.
Mm-hmm. It was a big building, and it was a big place.
Was it nice, or was it crappy?
Kind of in the middle. I mean, it wasn't plush, but it wasn't something out of, you know, vacation. When they went to the KOA campground, it wasn't that bad.
And Edna, this is your tent.
It was something to do.
Yeah.
And it was an easy way of scoring.
Yeah, easy, the operative word there.
Yeah, it was easy.
So were the young ladies you took to the tub club, were they into this too, or did it take some convincing?
No, they were pure sluts, most of them. I mean, think about it. You're gonna get a good girl to roll into the tub club with you
with six guys?
Yeah.
Well, apparently you guys had no
idea. They were bar rats.
So you drag them out of the bars?
That, or either they'd work there with us, or you know, you'd know them, or they were just sluts, Corby. You know them.
I know. Fascinating tale. Well, we have
we've unearthed some stuff.
Yeah, we unearthed some one of the old commercials that was running back when the Tub Club was hot. I don't know what station it was running on, but I guess with all the business it got, it was running everywhere.
A Tub Club commercial.
A Tub Club commercial, yeah.
Well, I guess that's what we're going to hear next, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, stand by for that. A fascinating look at 80s Dallas. 528 here on The Ticket.